It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 24th of November? Well, I do hope so. Sorry about my voice, which is better, but not quite back to normal. It will be fine soon. I promise you won't have to listen to me croaking for too much longer. Daniel Singleton, the fearless leader of RFI English, had a good idea for a new musical segment on the Sound Kitchen. What we want you to do is to send in your favorite song by a female singer and tell why that song and that singer are important to you. Every week we'll play one of your suggestions and then we'll change to male singer, band, instrumental, film, your children's favorites. But until the end of December, we'll focus on women, so to your pens. I think it'll be quite nice to share your favorite music as well as your thoughts about it. Thanks, Daniel, for the idea. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Last week, RFI English had the great honor to welcome Abdoulaye Ba to our newsroom. Abdoulaye is a wonderful young man. He's actually one of my ordinary heroes and is the president of the RFI Club Freetown in Sierra Leone. He had 12 hours in Paris and he spent it with us. We took him all over RFI. He met several RFI English and even some of our French journalists. He met the head of RFI, Cécile Meji. And then we went up to listener relations and met the head of service, Clémarou Givroche, and that lovely pair so many of you correspond with regularly, Audrey Iatone and Sébastien Bonijol. We went into the studio where I record the Sound Kitchen every week, as well as the studio where we broadcast Paris Live. We were all so happy to meet each other face to face. Then Abdoulaye and I drove around Paris to see very quickly some of Paris's splendors, the Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame, the Louvre, and then a nice dinner, and off he went. Abdoulaye Ba, as I told you, is an amazing young man. His whole life is about giving. He was active in his country's peace and reconciliation movement at the end of their civil war. He's volunteered on the Mercy Ships, hospital ships which provide free medical care, and where Abdoulaye met a kindred soul, Nikki, a young nurse who became his wife. Together, the two of them travel around giving, giving, giving. Needless to say, Abdoulaye is very active in his home country. He works with disabled children and their parents. His RFI club holds many community cleanup programs. What, you get the idea of what a wonderful man Abdoulaye Ba is. What an honor to meet him. There are loads of photos and even a video, thanks to Anne-Marie Besada. So be sure and check them out on the Sound Kitchen, the RFI English, and the RFI English Club's Facebook pages.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 6th of October, I asked you to write in with the winners of the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize and the reason given by the committee for their choice. The answer is Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad for, and I quote, their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war and armed conflict, end quote. The announcement by the Norwegian Nobel Committee was made on October 5th in Oslo, Norway. Ms. Murad is an Iraqi Yazidi who was tortured and raped by Islamic State militants. She later became the face of a campaign to free the Yazidi people. She's the first Iraqi to be awarded a Nobel Prize and the 17th woman to be awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. Dr. Mukwege is a Congolese gynecologist who, along with his colleagues, has treated tens of thousands of victims of rape and sexual violence by armed rebels since the Second Congo War. He's the first Congolese to receive a Nobel Prize in any of the prize categories. Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad each received a gold Nobel medal. It weighs about 175 grams. And they split the prize money, which is about 1.1 million U.S. dollars. They'll surely both put the prize money into their humanitarian initiatives. For Ms. Murad, Nadia's initiative. And for Dr. Mukwege, the Panzi Hospital in Bukavu, the DRC, where he works. The winners of this week's quiz are all five from Africa this week. From Tarimamara, Tanzania, there's Brother Raz. Raz Franz Menko Ngogo, the president of the RFI Kemojemba Club, whose favorite song by a female singer you'll hear at the end of the show. There are three winners from Ghana this week. RFI Listeners Club member Timothy Ofori and Albert Kwanza, both from Kumasi, and from Accra, Afua Oduro Osante. Rounding out the list of winners this week is Musa Ba from Banjul, the Gambia. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. In the news this week, a bit of a controversy over who will become acting head of Interpol, the international organization that facilitates police cooperation. Established in 1923, Interpol has 194 member countries. Why the word acting? The current head of Interpol, Meng Hongwei, disappeared in his native China in September. He has yet to be located, although the Chinese government has since said that he is, and I quote, under investigation by the National Supervision Commission for alleged violations of laws, end quote. He was to serve through 2020. There were two candidates to replace Meng Hongwei. I want you to tell me the name of the man who was named acting head of the agency and which country he is from. I want you to send in the name of the other candidate and his home country and why his nomination was controversial. Again, send me the name of the man who was named acting head of Interpol this week, as well as the country he's from. Also send me the name of the other candidate and his home country and why his nomination was controversial. And of course, you can read all about it on our website, rfienglish.com. You have until the 24th of December to get your answer in. Be sure to tune in on the 29th of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
And don't forget, we have a special number just for you, which is connected to our sound editor. Call and leave us a message and we can put you on the air. The number is +331 84 22 9582. That's +331 84 22 9582.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Erwan Room for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Talk to you on next Saturday's podcast on RFIEnglish.com. I'll play you out with one of Raz Franz-Menko Ngogo's favorite songs by a female singer. It's Kute Leza So Kwanguka by Lady Issa, a Congolese artist. Raz wrote, Kute Leza Sio Kwanguka means, slipping is not falling down. Life is a series of ups and downs. I like the singer for her good voice and her strong message that touches all human beings. Thanks, Brother Raz. Raz is the president of the RFI Kemojimba Club in Tarame, Tanzania. Everyone, send in your favorite song by a female singer, as well as why the singer and the song move you. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Oh.